Earlier this afternoon at Crossroads Brewing in Athens, New York, U.S. Senator Charles E. Schumer announced to a small crowd of local residents, politicians, and the media that he is joining more than 20 bipartisan colleagues to introduce legislation that will cut the excise tax on small brewers in half.
And that's why I'm here. I care about jobs in New York, and I try to help any kind of industry that will grow and create jobs.
Schumer described the growing microbrew industry in New York State as a major source of economic development. Cutting taxes would allow these small businesses to continue to grow and also provide employment opportunities for more New Yorkers.
Anyway, so I'm always looking to help our breweries, and our craft breweries are one of our fastest growing industries here in upstate New York.
Over 100 citizens turned out for an informational meeting about the possibility of casino gambling in Greene County at Antony's Banquet Hall near the I-87 exit in Leeds on Friday, November 1st. Catskill Village President Vincent Seely organized the meeting, and he was joined by State Senator Celia Katchik and Assemblyman Pete Lopez. Assemblymember Pete Lopez. New York voters on November 5th consider a measure to allow more casinos, one possibly in the Catskills. Jessica Mosler in the Daily Mail has an account of the meeting at the Daily Mail website, and WGXC's Gail and Joseph Hunter was there and recorded the entire meeting, which is posted at WGXC.org and newsroom.WGXC.org. Here's an excerpt of some of the public response to the possibility of casinos in Greene County.
Yeah, Mike DeLackey. Unfortunately, I frequent Turning Stone too often. You used it for your motto, and I find that interesting. Let us not forget that part of the New York State Thruway is on sovereign Indian land. So the state's not going to say anything bad about a casino. But if you go there, you'll see the jobs are comprised mostly of people that have immigrated to this country. They're taking jobs because they can get them, and they're in fear of losing them. They're not good jobs, they're just jobs. I don't see any industry anywhere around Turning Stone or Turning Stone doesn't own. They have two PGA golf courses. They have one of the 10 best RV parks in the country. They have no less than 4 hotels on the property. So who's benefiting there any other than Turning Stone? Maybe this weekend we all should take a ride up there and talk to the people that live in the area, because there's signs all over the place. Nobody's in favor of that casino. And I'm not anti-casino, I'm just telling you the way it is. And the gentleman before said it's going to take somebody with a lot of money to come here and build a casino, and those people, they'll take over our ski slopes and everything else, and they'll put the money in their pocket. They'll spend $1 million to make this room look appealing. What local businessman could do that to get these people to come to their business? That's all I got to say.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else in the background?
A lot of us would like to just wave a magic wand and make all of our problems go away, but we know that's not going to happen. As far as putting a casino in our area, that would be great, but I want you to think about if we did build it and everything was going great and then suddenly the economy went bad and I wanted to take the current economy right now, how many of you have money to reach into your pockets and go to the casino and spend it locally? All right, I know we're hoping people are going to come in from outside the area and spend their money. That's great. But suppose that all this infrastructure gets changed and the casinos do get built, or a casino, and we're profiting really, really well and things are going bad, and all of a sudden we have a bad turn. We have all these people that relocated to Greene County that now no longer have jobs. Currently, about, after speaking with Mr. Mark Boo a few minutes ago, Greene County's budget for social services, public assistance, is over $3 million a month. We have about 47% of the residents in this county on public assistance of some type. What's going to happen to those numbers then?
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there are Sunday cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 38 and a low around 21 Sunday night. Monday sunny with a high near 40. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.